Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. A little bit later in the show, Dexter Dennis joins us around 5:25. Wichita State basketball at home tomorrow night against Memphis at Koch Arena, a 7 o'clock tip. At 5:40 today, Bob Hansen, the head man with the Wichita Sports Commission, will be on for five questions. That's coming up at 5:40. Steve, welcome. What do you have?
Well, hi, guys. I have five boys from Campus High School that are swimming 100 miles this weekend.
That's what we heard about, Steve, and that's a pretty good effort by them. And tell us what that's being done for and who it's going to benefit.
This is an event we started 7 years ago at campus called Swim to a Wish. It's a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. Our head coach, Kelly Kennedy, his daughter 15 years ago had a Wilms tumor. And she lost her kidney and everything, and Make-A-Wish sent them to Disney World. And Kelly just always said he'd like to pay Make-A-Wish back. And 7 years ago, we had five seniors that wanted to do something for their community. And so we came up with this relay and as a fundraiser, and it's kind of taken off on its own. We did it ourselves for the first 2 years, and then we started asking other teams across the state to do it. And this year, we have four other teams that are joining us. Derby, Salina South and Salina Central are all three of those schools are in their fifth year doing it. So the very first year we ask other people to jump on, they've joined us. And Wichita North is joining us this year too. This is their third year. In the 6 years so far, this event has donated over $200,000 to Make-A-Wish Kansas.
That's good stuff. Tell us the details, Steve. When is this happening? And when you swim 100 miles, break that down for us. How many laps is that?
It's 71 lengths. It's actually between 70 and 71. So we swim 71 lengths for the first 19 miles, and then their last mile.
It's 20 miles, not 100 miles?
Well, it's five people.
Gotcha.
So we'll have one person in the – we started at four, and actually Campus, Derby, and Wichita North are all swimming at Campus's new pool. And we encourage people to come down. We started at 4 o'clock today, and we won't get done until about noon Sunday.
Wow. Is there any competition involved in this? I mean, the first school to finish?
The only competition is to see who can make the most money.
Well, there you go.
It's all about making as much money as we can for Make-A-Wish.
Well, good luck. It's a great thing you're doing, and it's good to hear of the involvement of the other schools. And we wish you the best on this, Steve.
Just real quick, people can donate online to this event at MOKAN, and that's MOKAN. wish.org/swim2019. And when they get on there, they can donate to any of the teams. Each team has a button. You can click on that, and then you can even click on a particular swimmer on that team if they'd like to donate that way.
And is there a website people can go to get access to that link?
Well, the best way to do it is either go to Steve Crum, my Twitter, or my Facebook page. You can go to Kelly Kennedy's Facebook page, or you can go to Campus Swimming Facebook page. Derby Cross Country and Swimming on their Twitter page, that would also be available there.
All right, Steve, we appreciate it. Good luck with it.
Hey, thank you very much, guys.
All right, there you go, a little swimming. I can't imagine swimming 20 miles.
No,
I can't imagine swimming a quarter of a mile.
I couldn't do 71 lengths.
How many could you do?
Maybe three, I don't know.
Really?
Five. Six.
Maybe you can get out with a swim team and try something like that someday.
Yeah, that's a good workout. Swimming is fun.
I just don't swim well enough to be able to do much of that.
No, I'm not a great swimmer either. I can't swim with my face in the water.
All right.
I don't know how to breathe underwater or hold my breath.
Here is the depth chart right now for the Twins and why I am bullish on the Twins. I think they've had a fantastic offseason.
They've had a fine offseason.
They've got a very good lineup. better than the Indians. Is their starting pitching as good as the Indians? No.
Not even close.
But it's not that terrible, especially if Michael Pineda comes back well. I like Berrios. Listen, they don't have any guys that are stars, but they have a workmanlike rotation that I think is
right,
decent.
And the Indians have four stars.
I think the Indians are in the hunt. I really do.
Right.
I'm not saying the Twins are going to finish 15 games back.
I don't think they're going to threaten the Indians.
I think this is going to be competitive.
Okay, it probably will be, but I don't think they're as good as the Indians.
But when you see that today, don't you kind of go, wow?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed because I want Marwin Gonzalez. I wanted him on the Indians.
Why don't you do anything like that?
They're waiting.
Waiting for what?
The trade deadline, I think, is when they'll shore up, if they do at all. Maybe they won't. But where does Marwin Gonzalez play?
He's a super utility guy.
But where does
just
he,
like he was with the Astros, he can play anywhere.
But they have guys locked in at every position, the Twins. It's not like they have platoon guys really anywhere.
He can play. He'll play 140 games this year. That's how good he is.
Then either Rosario
he'll play
or
at first base. He'll play at second base. He'll play some at third. I don't think you can say Miguel Sano is locked in. That guy had a terrible year last year.
He did.
I don't think you can say Byron Buxton is locked in.
Yeah, but they're going to give him every opportunity.
Well, sure. Absolutely they are. Those two guys in particular, they're not.
They're paying $10.5 million a year for a utility guy. And I like Marwin Gonzalez, but
is Ben Zobrist worth $10.5 million
a year? Yeah, but he's in the lineup every day. This
guy will be in the lineup every day.
Well, good. Then either Scope or Kepler or Rosario or Sano won't.
Right.
And he's not as good as a lot of those guys. So good.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy with it. He's better.
Go Twins. I am so a Twins guy this year in that division.
Fine. Go for the Twins. And
Detroit has made some improvements. I love Josh Harrison.
I don't know if I love him.
The White Sox signed Irvin Santana to a minor league deal today. Your run in that division is not a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, but once the run is over, we're going to start another one because we'll have prospects that are ready to come up. We'll have traded Kluber or Lindor and restocked with some prospects there. I'm not worried at all about the immediate term future of the Indians.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, you should be. That's
They've
an
got a top 10 farm system.
They do? According to who?
Keith Law.
Keith Law has rated them a top 10 farm.
Yes.
Show me that.
Okay.
Show me that, because I don't believe that's true. Jesse, you're
on
the show.
11th,
how are you?
But they're either 9th or 11th.
Hey, I was calling about Mr. Kraft getting busted today, and, you know, I want to just give him a tip of the cap for, you know, still having that fire in him.
What? I'm not touching that one.
Jesse, I love you, Jesse, but I don't know where you're going with that. Appreciate it. Listen, what is going on?
He's got him 11th. I don't know. So many people trying with the Bob Kraft stuff. I don't know why I keep calling him Bob Kraft. I think I'll stick with it. Bob Kraft.
Well, I think he goes by either. Robert is
so
more.
Jesse's saying that at his advanced age, yeah, you know.
Listen, I don't know. I don't want to be the Mr. Political Correctness all the time. I'm not that guy. But let's remember here that this is human trafficking, people. This isn't. I think the general feeling about prostitution is that the. I'm sick of the topic. We're done with it.
Robert Kraft.
No, we're done with it. We're not talking about it.
Is extremely rich.
What does that have to do with anything?
Why does he need to lay down money?
You should have gone outside, picked up a phone, and called with that take, because it's right there with the rest of the
takes. No, it's not. I mean,
it's
really?
Really? You got
Robert
a lot
Kraft,
of money and you're...
Robert Kraft thinks he needs to pay?
Bad take.
No, it's
this
not.
This is as bad as anything we've had today. That's as bad as anything we've had.
I don't think, even at 913 years old, I think Robert Kraft would have done fine showing his wallet instead of
showing his
over,
wallet.
Instead of handing over.
What does that mean?
Instead of handing over.
What does
his
that
wallet.
Mean?
He's rich.
So?
What do you mean, so? people aren't attracted to that? Are we burying our? I mean, it's a real thing.
What? Bad. This whole.
How do you figure that's controversial?
Well, so you got a lot of money and you're 100. There's some woman out there.
Right. There is. Is that controversial? I don't know. Maybe
I think
is.
The whole topic is way out of line right now. I think we've had if they do a highlight or a low light show of Robert Kraft discussion somewhere, if somebody's looking for that and they want to run, can you believe this stuff was said on the air today? We're going to dominate that. We've had a horrific day of Robert Kraft.
I think I've contributed fine.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I'm not contributing anything.
I'm completely rational with my
thoughts. Done with the topic.
Okay, I'm fine with that too. Let's talk more about the Twins or the Indians or baseball in general.
Well, we had two exhibition games today. I'll tell you that right now.
Tigers were involved in one. Casey Mize, number one
overall. I'm talking about real exhibition games that involve two major league teams playing each other.
Well, I didn't know that's what you meant. I didn't know how many.
Tampa, Oakland, and Seattle, or Tampa, somebody, Philadelphia, and Oakland and Seattle played today.
Don't Oakland and Seattle open the season in Japan, or is it Seattle and someone else?
I don't know. I have no
I'm
idea.
I'm pretty sure it's Oakland and Seattle.
I have no idea who opens the season in Japan.
Why?
Nor do you.
Yes, I do. Ichiro's playing.
Right. So it's obviously Seattle.
Right. I'm pretty sure it's Oakland.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Kyle is on the show. Kyle, I hope you don't have a Robert Kraft take. We have not had a good one today. I'm not holding my breath. What do you want to talk about, Kyle?
Well, I have an idea on that, but I will not go into it. But
I don't think anybody out there is capable of a good comment on Robert Kraft.
Well, I will say I agree a little bit more with Jeff's take on that, but I digress. So going back to kind of AL Central, and you were talking about it, I was just looking at that earlier today, and obviously I'm a little bit biased being a Royals fan, but I think that team could get to mid-70s or so wins, close to maybe 80. Do you guys think that that's
Royals?
Possible? Because they were pretty good from, you know, All-Star break on from July to pretty exciting team, young guys.
Well, the only thing that could help the Royals get to that many wins is a bad division, but I don't think – and he left before I could answer him.
Well,
what's
he wanted
on?
To take his – answer off the air.
He didn't say that.
But he implied it by hanging up.
To me, the Royals are better because they've done some things in their bullpen, and their bullpen was the worst by far in the big leagues last year. So they're going to be better. What'd they win last year? 60 what? They lost 100,
like
didn't they?
57 or 58 and 104.
That's what they were.
And they weren't good after the All-Star break either. So
they were good in September.
They were 15 and 13 in September.
That's good.
Let's not throw a party.
That's good.
Fine.
Compared to what they were. I like the Royals. I think they're a much better team. If they won 57 games last year, I don't see why they couldn't get close to 70 this year. I like Danny. I like Brad Keller. I think their rotation is not great, but it's
bad,
pedestrian, but it's okay. And I like what they've done in their bullpen. I think they've added some people to that bullpen that will make them better. I think Billy Hamilton's interesting. I would predict that they'll win 70 games.
Okay. 70, who do you think will have a better
72?
Who do you think will have a better bullpen ERA, Cleveland or the Royals?
Boy, Cleveland's got nobody in their bullpen.
No, I think they have a pretty good bullpen now.
Who do they have?
They picked up Clippard. They picked up the kid from the Marlins. They've got a couple.
Who's the kid from the Marlins?
Nick Whitgren.
Nick Whitgren?
Yeah, he had a good year
last
year.
That guy can't. Oh, Jeff. Try to be.
He had a good year last year. And he's a reliever. It's not like we're asking him to be Mariano.
Who's closing for Cleveland?
Brad Hand.
He's okay, but who's your setup guy?
Well, we got Oliver Perez, we got
See,
Dan Otero.
You're almost laughing as you tell me this
stuff.
We got
stuff. Neil Ramirez, who I hope doesn't make the club. I bet Clippard will end up being seventh, eighth inning guy.
Well, good luck.
Feel good about the Indians today, right now.
See, I don't know. I hear you, and if it's winning the division that you feel good about, great. But you're nowhere close to the level of Houston, Boston, or New York.
But 6 months to play out. They're going to add to this team throughout the course of the year. I firmly believe that. They'll make a trade or two and get better. once they've figured out what they need and what some of their young guys look like. I'm all good with that strategy. I think it's brilliant.
I just don't see it for Cleveland.
Okay. Well,
I think they're sliding. I think they reached their apex in 2017, and they're gonna have difficulty getting back to that.
I don't think this is a team that is rebuilding on the fly and will maybe have one bad year in the next 10. Write it down.
I'm not gonna be around in 10 years, and I'm not gonna certainly care about the Indians if I am.
You'll be 74.
And I'm not going to care about the Indians. When I get to be 70, I'm not going to care about any sports. I've decided.
Really?
Well, except
you're
maybe
Mr. Sports right now. Oh, I got to get home and watch SMU and UConn.
The Cardinals. I'm going to care about them. But
of course.
Am I going to be knee deep into it like I have been for 50 years?
With the Cardinals,
years?
Maybe. I don't see why you
wouldn't. What am I going
to
do?
Don't you have to have some
Wait till you hit this aging phase.
Oh, I've hit it.
No, you haven't.
I haven't?
Tazzy Tom. This is another world. And don't try to compare what
you're... I'm not comparing, but I'm not saying I'm
at 36, I was still going crazy out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.